All right, guys, welcome to another Blockchain Gaming Digest. This is your host, George Tsagorakis from eGamers.io. Not much things happened this week, but we have a list of news, and let's get straight to it, right? So, most popular games in terms of players the past 7 days are Alien World, Axie Infinity, and Upland. In terms of volume, we have Mobox NFT Farmer with 29 million, Axie Infinity with 22, and Foxy Equilibrium, a new experimental game on BSC, with 10 million. Before we get to the news, this week's digest is sponsored by Curio Platform. Check out the American Gods NFT collection and amazing TV series, which is broadcasting in the USA. A lot of great NFTs are really artistic. You can find the collection or read more in this digest. Tweet of the week. Axie Infinity shared a tweet saying that some managers are exploiting scholars, asking for nudes. What the fuck? Asking for nudes? Oh my god. This is unacceptable, alright? And I have written here some things about this. Let me read this. Some scholarship managers, which are not affiliated with Sky Mavis, obviously, are trying to exploit potential players by asking nudes in exchange for scholarships. These kind of actions do not have a place in the blockchain game space, right? Like, where is your dignity, guys? Scholarship providers should show no tolerance to this kind of managers. We have our own scholarship program here at eGamers.io. It's kind of small, but we started giving away scholarships to our community first. Some of them come from countries that are weak economically, so they are in need of these scholarships, and we are very, very happy to be able to help our community to make some money by playing video games, right? This is where your joy should come from, not by exploiting others. So with the power I have through this moment and this microphone, to all the managers who try to exploit girls and boys, get the fuck off. All right. Now, I hope we don't see this kind of behaviors, but unfortunately, it's in the nature of some humans, and I believe this is just the start. This is just the beginning in the metaverse workers area, right? So, Engine listed in Revolut. I believe all of you know Revolut. That's good news for Engine. Let's continue with Engine. Lost Relics received a big update. You can play Lost Relics and earn ENG back tokens. It's a nice game. I think Lost Relics has over 20,000 daily players. There are no stats because these games are kind of centralized with decentralized economy, so you can't really know the daily active players, exactly like Axie Infinity. But I'm sure that Lost Relics has over 20,000 active daily players. So you should definitely check out Lost Relics if you haven't already. This week we shared a review of My DeFi Pet. It's a breeding and battle game. Not much you can do right now besides breeding. You can't breed. You can grow your pets, feed them. Pretty much that's all right now, right? So there are many people saying that this might be the next Axie. Bold words, we are far away from this, but they won a hackathon from Binance recently. The game looks good, and I believe the future updates will upgrade the gameplay and the gaming experience of my DeFi Pet, so you should definitely check out my DeFi Pet if you haven't already. Impulse is a new engine game. It's a skill-based free-to-play game where you can either play for free or you can wager tokens. You get one token for every kill. One token is equivalent to $1, and you lose one token whenever you die. So this is kind of skill-based gambling or whatever. If you are good in FPS, you might want to give it a go. NVIDIA CEO said this week that we are on the cusp of a blockchain and NFT-enabled metaverse. He talked about Fortnite, which is becoming a metaverse, and all that stuff. This is a very, very interesting article. You should definitely check this out. Link for the digest will be in the notes or in the description. Click on it and check this one. Vulcanverse beta is coming soon. Vulcanverse beta is coming next month. These are great news. Vulcanverse will be the first MMORPG to be shipped by a company. And it's a great game with community-owned land plots, 10,000 land plots. All of them are sold out. They go expensive. Players also can use Vulcanite NFTs, which also go very expensive. But Vulcanverse will be free to play. Play to earn. You can earn money by playing Vulcanverse without spending a dime, right? So that's good news. Yield Guild Games lead the path to decentralized gaming communities. All right, I got this article this week talking about how Yield Guild Games raised $4 million. They have done this before, and they are investing in many blockchain games. They lead the path to decentralized gaming communities, and they show us the way how it's done. Yield Guild Games, I believe they have over 1,900 active scholarships in Axie Infinity. That's a lot of money, that's a lot of access. Now back to engine news. Virtual Worlds, which is an engine adopter, is tokenizing landmarks, including Egypt's Giza Pyramid. They will do virtual concerts with NFT tickets and all that stuff. It's a great, great idea. I believe you should have a look to this. All right. Blockchain Game Alliance adds photo mode. The new member is a virtual photography publication that provides a free monthly e-magazine featuring art from the video game photography community. Riot Racers drops NFT on OpenSea. It's a Matic-based car racing game, and they dropped cars and gas stations on OpenSea. Venli, previously Arcane Network, supports Polygon token swaps through their wallet, right? The multi-blockchain game wallet Venli now supports Polygon token swaps. Users can swap Matic for tokens on Polygon, including various tokens from blockchain games like Pyr, P-U-R, the Vulkanforge native currency. Alien Worlds is doing a giveaway, and Axie Infinity is doing a short video contest with over 650 AXS in prizes. All right, so like I told you before, not many news for this week. Engine news going in Revolut is very good, because Revolut has a lot of users who are not crypto infused. I'm happy to see Lost Relics getting a big update. Lost Relics is one of the oldest blockchain games. It's a really, really good game, and Cliff, the lead developer, is doing a great job. Check out my DeFi Pet. This might be a good game for you. And that's all for this week, guys. Thank you very much. Oh, I got a new t-shirt also. I'm wearing this with eGamers logo. I'm very happy about this. This is George. Stay calm for now for eGamers.io. Thank you for watching this Blockchain Gaming Digest, or whether you are watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify. Thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe to the show. leave a comment if you want, and anything you guys need, I will be in the communities, Telegram, Discord, Facebook, wherever. Just tag me, stay calm for now. I'll be there. Thank you very much.